questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. For that, we have again invited a respected scholar, guest of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary School. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. It's a great pleasure for us to have you here. The question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools, to tell us about committing suicide and its forbiddance from an Islamic perspective. We want to say if it is, can it be permitted in any certain or special cases or not? This is the first part of our questions, a question that we want him to shed some light on. And the second, how can religion and religious teachings prevent us from committing a suicide? I would be glad if you tell us more, Sheikh, in this regard.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, this is a very valid question, and it has been frequently asked from the, you know, scholars whether we are allowed to do suicide and practice suicide in certain case or not. Mm-hmm. First of all, it has been forbidden according to the Islam and this divine religion. Mm-hmm. And no one is allowed to practice suicide by any means and by any excuse.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the person who commits this crime, the crime of suicide, goes to hell according to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt. Mm-hmm. And the punishment of Allah, the chastisement of Allah, is waiting for that person. Mm-hmm. And you know, in any case, as I said, and I just want to repeat myself, by no excuse it has been permitted to commit this crime. And I intentionally call it crime because suicide is one of the grave sins in the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Chapter Nisa, verse number 29.
Yeah.
He said that, do not kill yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful towards you. At least according to one interpretation of the exegetes of the verse of Noble Quran, is indicate the forbiddance of committing suicide. I want to say that it is granted according to the religion of Islam and of course other religions, because I'm pretty sure that other religions, they forbid having committing suicide. No religion permits having any kind of suicide by no excuse. Because some people say that, for example, I'm suffering from this disaster, I'm suffering from these illnesses, many other excuses. I have financially problems. Or, for example, I lost my, for example, wife or husband. Or, for example, I have a failure in my life. Many other excuses. I cannot tolerate it anymore. Mm-hmm. I just want to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it permissible then?
It is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. It is not, you know, rationally speaking and according to the, you know, divine verses of Noble Quran, it is not permitted to do that.
Yeah.
Because I just want to add this point that unfortunately it seems that those people, they do not, they are not aware of the philosophy of hardships.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not aware of that. They do not understand that the philosophy of hardship, whether financially speaking or, for example, health, any other problems occurring to them and conflicting them, it has kind of philosophy behind that. And the philosophy, some part of the philosophy of that is to become closer to the perfected human being, to become closer to your perfection and to become patient one. Because yeah. in the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to the patient one. Okay?
Yeah.
And to be patient and to practice patience is one of the most important factors in Islamic teachings. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
And it actually enacts your potentialities.
So when everything is beyond your capabilities and capacity, Sheikh, what should one do? So you are not able to tolerate any more pressure from the outside that comes to you.
As I said, they have to revise the understanding of the human being. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
What is a philosophy of this life? Okay, mm-hmm, yeah. I just want to explain the philosophy of life because I have no enough time. But true. Very briefly speaking, the philosophy of this life is to become actually servants of Allah. Servant of Allah means that you become perfected human being.
Yeah.
To enable and to enact your potentialities.
Mm-hmm.
And this perfection, which means to become human being in fullest sense of that. Okay.
Yeah.
And to kind of prepare and to have kind of prosperous life in this world and the hereafter, this is maybe at least one part of the, let's say, philosophy of this life. But for those people who do not understand the meaning of human life, the meaning of humanity, okay,
yeah.
and they do not understand that there is a life after this life, which we call it the Yawmul Qiyamah,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually real life, okay?
Yeah.
They do not believe in that. Of course, sometimes they cannot tolerate these difficulties and hardship. I want to say that please look at the biography of some scholars,
mm-hmm.
some divine scholars, okay?
Very true.
There was any... in the fullest, let's say, hardships, financially speaking, they have some illnesses, okay?
Yeah.
It occurred to my mind the life of the biography of Asad Jamal Gulpaygani, may Allah bless his soul. Please look at the biography. I just want to ask my dear listeners to look at the biography of those mystical, real scholars, okay,
yeah.
Shia scholars. He was in it hardships. Financially, and he was ill, and many other problems. And please look at his biography. But he said that I enjoy this life.
Yeah.
Please look at that.
Very true.
Because when I studied that, I just really it was kind of positive energy to me. And he said that I enjoy this life.
Mm.
And he was in a bed of illnesses. He was
true.
Ill, and he was reciting Saifa Sajjadiyya, and he was, you know, crying, and he was enjoying talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very beautiful.
And in Farsi, he said that, man khusham,
mm.
which means that I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Even in that hardships, I'm very happy because I have my relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, perfect, to some extent, I close to my perfection, I have this relationship with Him, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I enjoy this life. I want to say that, unfortunately, some people that are not aware of these points, they do not understand the meaning of a human being, what is a purpose of this life, and what is a philosophy of this creation, okay?
Yeah.
Because they have...
So now how can a religion like Islam can help us to prevent from going towards that way that is from even thinking about committing suicide? Yeah, what you explained was a sort of rational and logical aspect of it. But can we see such a preventive, let's say, power in religion?
You know, if you mean that whether we have some kind of forbiddance, of course, as I said in the beginning, we have this strict forbiddance in this way.
Mm-hmm.
According to all the scholars, it is one of the grave sins.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that there are a lot of prevention for that. And for the person who have commit this suicide, that individual goes to hell and a lot of punishment, you know, waiting for that individual. These are all Islamic points. But I want to emphasize on the point that we should have hope for future.
Very true.
Because when maybe you are in hardships, okay, but there is a great hope for future. Mm-hmm. Why you want to lose your hope? And you think that maybe these problems and hardships has kind of, constructive role in your life.
Yeah.
It makes you stronger. It gives you patience. Patience is very important. And very it gives true. You kind of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has, this kind of, hardship for you.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Do not forget this point. Sometimes these hardships are man-made.
Yeah.
Some people, because they do not have, good management for their life, or for example, they cause some problems for their life via their hands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to say that some people, some hardships are man-made.
Very true.
Or self-made, you may call it. Or has been made by, for example, a government.
Yeah. Sheikhana, when, again, a person who is looked at as a duty-bound person, he might say that, okay, for the sake of religion, in order to save religion and, let's say, the believers, sometimes I need to kill myself to save save the lives of others and to, let's say, to help others and to save to safeguard the religion itself. Is a person permitted to commit a suicide in order to safeguard religion or another lives of the believers?
If you mean that, for example, these suicide bombers, they go and in some wars,
yeah.
Do you mean that?
Something like that. And those who, for example, committed suicide by, let's say, taking some pills before they are arrested in order to, for example, as based on what they believe, to help the religion.
You see, these are, because when we talk about the suicide bombers, what comes into the mind of our listeners, is about some Daesh groups, unfortunately, they are very, they're practicing this point and this kind of suicide.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, these are not acceptable according to the, this divine religion. There is no, as I said, by no excuse you can have this kind of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe you imagine falsely that you're doing some favor to your religion. Unfortunately, some people, they are ignorant to the extent that they want to commit suicide and they want to perish their life for so-called their religion, which is not actually their religion. Mm. It is only because they are ignorant one.
Yeah.
And they do not have sufficient study and they do not all aware about the reality of religion.
Mm-hmm.
These people have, unfortunately, foolish people. For nothing, they lose their life and they have suicide bombing and for any not acceptable, excuses.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and scholarly enlightenment. And you respect listeners for listening and staying tuned with Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حساب. حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن